Blog Talk Radio.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
You
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you.
Lord, we just thank you, God. We just praise you. We just worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. And we just give you glory and honor on tonight, God. We just thank you, God, for all your goodness and all your mercy, God. We just thank you because you are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. We thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. We thank you for yet another Thursday. God has been so good, and He's blessed us to see another day, so we have to be grateful and mindful of what He's doing in our lives. We have to be mindful that God is God all alone, and He sits high on the throne. We have to be mindful that God sees all, He hears all, and He knows, hallelujah, even when we think that, I don't know if we think or not, but we just need to know that God sits high on the throne. We just thank you, Lord God, for your direction. We thank you, Lord God, for your safety and for your salvation, Lord God. And we just give you, God, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah, 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 which is the highest praise. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you are great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Awesome, 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 Father. You are awesome, 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 Father. And we just thank you, God. We just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Pastor Wanda has dropped. The phone has dropped. But we just thank God because whatever it is that she had to say or speak.
I'm here.
There you go. It's back into your hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Back into Pastor.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope that you can hear me now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah. I thank God for such a beautiful song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful change that has come over me, over each and every one of us. You know, I think about, hallelujah, the song that said, take me back, take me back, take me back to the place where I first met you. When I first met you, Lord, hallelujah, take me back, hallelujah. And it was where they had folding chairs and just a little old church and hallelujah, it just was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And I know all of you have a testimony of what happened when you think about, go back, when you think about then, when you first met the Lord, hallelujah, when you first received him, when you first committed yourself unto him and repented, hallelujah, and accepted him into your life. I tell you, today is a great day. It is a great day. It is an awesome day. It is a wonderful day. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Makes me think about, hallelujah, evangelist Jesse the Planner. He said, what in hell do you want? I said to all of you today, hallelujah, myself and anybody else that will hear me, what in hell do you want? Why would you give up all of this that the Lord has given us and blessing us with and forsake it all? Hallelujah. Just for a moment, just for a twinkling of the eye, when you have somebody you can talk to 24/7. I mean, all the time you can talk to the Lord. He is your friend. Oh, my God. He is your friend, full-time friend, not part-time. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You can call on him anytime. When you ache, when you're pain in your body, when you ache, and you're pain in your mind, when you ache, and you're pain in your heart, Hallelujah. He's there. He's there with you if you don't have two pennies to scratch together. He's there. He's always with me. Hallelujah. I thank him for it. I thank him for he is a lover of my heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He loves me and he hears me all the time, whether I open my mouth or not. He hears me and he knows me. I ask that each one of you lay your hand, don't matter which one, lay your hand on the top of your head right now and close your eyes. What do you feel? What do you feel? What do you feel? It's not a hat. What I know is there, it's the love of the Lord. The love of the Lord sustains you. It covers you. It cleans you up. It washes you and makes you white as snow. So take your hand out of your head. Do you know what you just did? You just removed the blood covering of the Lord. You just took it off. You took it off. And now, as my grandmother would say, you're bareheaded. You're bareheaded. When you're bareheaded, you could get sick. Because you don't have that protection. He is the keeper. Keeps you from all hurt, harm, and danger. And I mean danger. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody, I ask you right now, just tell the Lord, thank you. Give the Lord some praise. Give him some praise. That's, he want to hear you. He want to hear from you. Name by name, one by one. He wants to know you're there, that you love him. He's always with you, but what about you? Are you running part-time on the law? Are you doing a split shift? The Lord gave me a song, hallelujah, a few years back. And I know he gave it to me because I remember the melody and the words. And I still remember. And it was, my name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just want you to call me by my name. My name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just call me by my name. Just call me by my name. Now, what did he say? He said, my name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I want you to call me by my name. I want you to call me. My name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just call me by my name. That's what he wants you to do, children. The Lord just wants you to call him by his name. And he said, because you have called upon me, I will answer. Hallelujah. We must believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe. Hallelujah. Always believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I feel better, Lord Jesus. I feel better. Yes, since I lay my burden down. Yes, Lord, I laid it all down. You see, you got to lay it all down, children. Hallelujah, lay your children down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, lay your wife down. Lay your husband down. Lay your neighbors down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lay it all down, your business. Hallelujah, your job. Hallelujah, all of your supervisor. Lay it all down. I feel so much better since it's all on them. Hallelujah. It's all on the altar of the Lord. Make sure that you put it all on the altar of the Lord and let go, let go, let go, let go. And let the Lord have his way. Let go of all things, anything. He said, let go of every weight. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let it all go. Everything that try to hold you down, tear you down. Hallelujah, there's such a weight on you. Feel like your heart cracking in two. Let it go. Let it all go. Hallelujah. Get happy in him. When I was a little girl, I used to hear the mothers say, hey, get happy. I'm happy. I'm happy in the Lord. Oh, get happy. Get happy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be a person that gets happy because of this or because of that, but be happy because of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he just keeps on keeping on. He just keeps on keeping on. I keep hearing, don't be, hallelujah, a part-time lover of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be a pretender. Hallelujah. Don't be running split ship on the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord wants those that are faithful. Hallelujah. Steadfast, immovable, and unshakable in him. Can I get an amen? Let's hallelujah the Lord. Let's give God praise. Give him praise, children. Give him praise. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up and magnify his name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Can't you feel it? Hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. He deserves everything you can give him. And even more and more and more and more. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, humble us all. Humble us, Lord. Humble us, Lord. Make us meeker and humble, Lord. Every moment of the day, Lord Jesus. Let our minds be on you, Lord. Not on ourselves, not on our circumstances, not our situation, Lord, but on you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, whatsoever we pray, believe in, that shall we receive. He that abided in me, I shall abide in him. Ask what you will, and I'll do it. Call him a son of the higher. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us need to lay down prone on the floor. You need to get down prone on the floor. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lay there and stay there. Lay there and stay there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay there and stay there. The mothers used to say, tarry, tarry, tarry. Jesus, 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 Jesus. He said, just call him by name. Jesus, his name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. He sacrificed everything for us. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What you sacrificing for him? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of the God, the power of God shall move over you. It shall conquer all those things that try to enable you. Hallelujah. They try to strip you of what he's blessed you with. Hallelujah. They try to turn you around in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. Tries to, hallelujah, hallelujah, discombobulate you. Hallelujah, Lord. Have you with uncertainty. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Have you in fragments. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you came so that we may have life and have life more abundantly. I thank you plan for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your plan for us, Lord, is that we prosper and be in health. Even as our soul does prosper. Yo, you should be, woo-wee, you should be busy. Get your soul together. Hallelujah. As your soul be together, look up there. Your health get together. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He came so you may live life more abundantly. Abundant life is a whole and complete life. It's not a lopsided life. It's not flip-flopping this moment and next moment. And, oh, my God, it is the steadfastness, that immovableness, that being there, being on that rock, standing there on a strong foundation. No matter what storm rages, no matter which way the wind blows, you're still there. You're still there because he's still there. Where is he? I don't see him. Well, I know. I feel him. I know he's here. He's here. He said he'd be inside of you, inside of the hearts of every man, woman, and child. He's here. He knows your thoughts. He knows your dreams, your ambitions. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you've done. He knows what you plan on doing. I wrote a little book for little children. It was, if you got to whisper, don't say it. If you got to tiptoe, don't go. For grown folks, if you got to wait till it's nighttime to drive down that road, then don't go down that road. See, the Lord knows it all. And it's time, as the song said, change. That change, that's a wonderful thing, that change. God bless each and every one of you. And now we shall hear from our honorable Apostle Rosa L. Arnold. Praise God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you so much for this opportunity. And I just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, the devil is so crazy. He thinks because he can try to start making me cough. Just can't cough all day. Don't even have a cold. But I thank you. I thank you that he can't stop my mouth, Lord, because I'm determined more than ever in my life to be what God would have me to be, just would have me to speak. Hallelujah. Oh, self is dying. Oh, my friends. Hallelujah. Self is dying. Oh, glory be to God. So that spirit man can rise and spirit man can go forth in us as never before. Oh, hallelujah. As I was reading my Bible today and I was thinking on what God would want me to share with you, oh, Sunday, he brought forth such revelations about what's happening right now and what's getting ready to happen. And we are not persistent enough. God is reaching out to us, and he's saying we're not persistent enough. We're not praising him enough. We're not calling on him enough. We're not being consistent in what he wants us to do. We can get so easily way from what we're doing, from where God is leading us. And we ask him, Father, order our thoughts. Order our steps, oh God. Father, direct our pathways. Oh, glory to God. And then when he starts doing those things, we can let a phone call, or we can let a knock at the door. We can let just the drop of a fork on the floor that burnt our minds. But there's a woman in the Bible. They call her Neo, hallelujah. But this, wait a minute, let me say, Syrophoenician woman. You're not going to get me off. Hallelujah. This woman, hallelujah. And it's in Matthew, the 15th chapter, the 21st through the 28th verse. And what I do, I'll read that scripture. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I want you to hear it. And I want you to hear it well. You see, God, he knows. Jesus was surveying the man when he showed me his face in the clouds and said, well, to tell my people, I'm just behind the curtain. If you read in Matthew, the 24th chapter, when the disciples asked the Lord, what would be the sign of his coming back? What would be the sign of his return? And he told them to look for certain things that you would not be able to tell one season from another. And that would be wars and rumors and all. And we're in that. Thank God that our president is going to bring our military, our soldiers home from Afghanistan. So many have been killed through these wars, through the earthquakes. Oh, God. Even on last year, that never in I don't know how many hundreds of years had as many hurricanes. They were running out of names. They had to start using other names to name the different hurricanes. And we never would get cyclones. They were always on the other side of the Pacific. But not now. God wants us to stop being lackadaisical with him. Open Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what will he do for us? All these things that we want. He already told us that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. That's another one of those promises. So we know all these things happen. Oh, glory to God. Let me read this to Matthew 15, starting at verse 21. Then Jesus left and went north into the non-Jewish region of Lebanon. He encountered there a Canaanite woman who screamed out at him, Lord, Son of David, show mercy to me. My daughter is horribly afflicted by a demon that torments her. But Jesus never answered her. So his disciples said to him, why do you ignore this woman who is crying out to us? And Jesus said, only been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. But she came, even though she heard him say that. And she bowed down before him and said, Lord, help me. Jesus responded, it's not right for a man to take bread from his children and throw it out to the dogs. You're right, Lord, she replied. But even puppies get to eat the crumbs that fall from the prince's table. And then Jesus answered, dear woman, your faith is strong. What you desire will be done for you. And at that very moment, her daughter was instantly set free from demonic torment. You know, this, as I'm reading this scripture, it almost seems like this is the first person that's asked God for prayer that he didn't answer. I mean, he was downright rude. He ignored her. But you see, Jesus was just testing her because he knew in his heart that he was already going to heal her. He already knew that. But what he was doing was that he was drawing her faith out, her uncle shut out. Hallelujah. He wanted to use her as an example for all of us. So that when he doesn't seem to be answering our cry for help, whether it be for our children, a loved one, or someone else that we don't even know, or if it's healing and deliverance that we need in our own bodies, God doesn't want us to give up. Jesus at first completely ignored her. He just let her keep crying out to him. That wasn't Jesus' nature. Look how he was in a crowd of people on his way to Jairus' house because his daughter lay dying. And he stopped long enough because there was a woman that touched the hem of his garment. And he knew that virtue had gone out of him. But you see, they had come up to Jairus, tell him, Master, don't bother the master anymore. Your little daughter's already dead. But what did Jesus do? He told him, Jairus, only believe. You need to see some miracles happen. Sometimes, in order to build up our faith, we have to see God moving and doing miracles for somebody else. But he told them, just believe. Don't worry about what they're telling you. That's all they know. You just sleep. I'll wake them up when we get there. Could you have just been still and still walked slowly with Jesus? Because he wasn't in a big hurry. Crowd storming. And this little woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. And she had spent every penny that she had. And all the doctors couldn't do any good. But you see, she had heard. What did we say? Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing the word of God. You see, the women weren't allowed to be out there in the crowds with the men. And especially a woman with the issue of blood. I mean, that was a taboo. She was to be in her home, not to be out among the people. But you see, she determined in her mind, hallelujah, she determined within herself. Jesus had healed blind eyes. He healed Bartimaeus, and I know how long he had been blind. He's here, these crippled people. I'm just going to try him for myself. I'm about to touch him. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be healed. I know I'll be healed. And she was determined. She was persistent. That's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be persistent. They knocked her down. She had to crawl on the ground, probably getting stepped on, getting pushed over, because the men, they were cruel in those days. I mean, there's still some of them cruel now, but I mean, really, in those days, women were not looked upon as women. As someone to be loved, to be cherished. And so she said, I'm going. Oh, I'm going to touch him. Because I know if I touch him, I'll be here. And when she could get close to him enough, she reached up. Don't you know she was already standing up and walking with him? She wouldn't be able to touch him. That's the bottom of his robe. But she touched him. And Jesus immediately felt virtue going out of him. And he said, who touched me? And out of fear, because the disciples said, who could we know who touched you in all this crowd? But Jesus knew, because he touched him with faith. She touched him believing. She was persistent. I don't care what happened to me. They can step on me. They can walk on me. They can push me. I don't care. All I need to do is just touch the hem of his garment. And I know I will be healed. And so she did. Jairus was walking side by side with Jesus. And he saw this miracle take place. He had already seen other miracles. Otherwise, he would not have been there. He would not have come that far to ask Jesus if he would heal his father. If he would, he was a ruler. I mean, you know, he wasn't even supposed to be around Jesus. But his daughter was tired. You know, when something's happened to your children or your loved one, there should be no limit to what you should do to get help for them. Of course, a real mother and a real father. There's no limit. So she was what? The little woman was persistent. Your heiress didn't rush back with his servants, but he continued to walk with Jesus. Because Jesus told him, only believe. That's all it takes. Because it's believing that opens up the door for faith to come in and for faith to build up on the inside of us. It doesn't matter how long you may be hurting. It doesn't matter what the doctors are consistently saying to you. Father just wants you to believe. He wants you to see the marks on his son's back. He wants you to see the nail prints in his hand. He wants you to see the nail prints in his feet. He wants you to see the markings around his head. Oh, God. Help our unbelief, Father. Please deliver us from that spirit, from Satan, of unbelief to make us doubt, to make us give up, to keep us from being persistent and walking with you. You know why we lose our healing? Because we're not persistent. Because we think, well, Jesus hasn't come yet. That woman got hers instant. That woman is not you. You don't know what brought that woman to that place in the Lord that he could instantly deliver her. God is reaching out to us. Jesus is pouring out his heart to us. The Holy Spirit is waiting on us. He's ready to lead us. He's ready to teach us. He's ready to guide us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, he gave us the word of God. He spoke it to the prophets of old and Moses, who wrote the first five books of the Bible that they call the Pentateuch, so that we would know who our God is, so that we know where we came from, so that we would know that we were not evolved from animals. Animals don't have spirits. They just have flesh and blood bodies and a soul. A soul is what they can think. They have emotions. They get upset when you mistreat them. They get upset if you bother the person that they love. They can be trained. They can be taught. But God went a step further with us. And we have his spirit on the inside of us. And it's that spirit in us and in our soulish realm that will never, ever die. Father, say, tell my people to watch the signs. Tell my people to open their eyes. There are Satanists that fast and they pray from midnight to 6 o'clock every morning for families to be broken up, for homes to be destroyed, parents to kill one another, for the children to kill each other, to kill their family. They have certain demon spirits. If you read over in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it would tell you, oh, it's just like being in the army. Like you have your general, your commander, your sergeant, all those the lieutenants. And help those all lined up. Satan's government, Satan's military, to destroy God. He hates God with a passion. Because if you read over in 14th chapter of Isaiah, you'll find out how he thought that he could exceed and fell over God, how he could sit on his throne. Because he was beautiful, the most beautiful of all angels. Every musical instrument, every music that could ever be was inside of him. And he ruled over this world with his subjects. They had a soul, but they didn't have a spirit. They didn't have a spirit. Because God didn't breathe in them like he's done in us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God wants us to be familiar with the seven seals found over in the book of Revelation. And he wants you because he told us Sunday that things are going to get even worse. They're not going to get better. But he's going to protect his children. Those of us that are faithful, those of us that are persistent in our walk with him, those of us who are not letting everything else get in the way of our walk with him. Sure, we have to have jobs. He blesses us with businesses. He blesses us with fine homes and bills. But he doesn't want us to put those things ahead of him. God has given us a walk. And we are to walk that walk. He's warning us. He said, look at what is happening. Look at what is going on. And read my word. And my Holy Spirit will explain it to you. He will open it up to you. All knowledge and all power is wrapped up in him. There's nothing that you could even want. There's nothing that you could want to know that he would not be glad. He would be joyed to tell you. In the 6th chapter of Revelation, starting at the 1st verse, it says, now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see, Shadabakaya. And I looked, and behold, a white horse who sat on it. He who sat on it had a bow and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. Oh, God. The second seal, it brings a conflict on the earth. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. Another horse, very red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth. and that people should kill one another. And that was given to him a great sword. Is that happening right now? Has it been happening? Is it getting worse? Every day last week, there was someone being killed right here in Atlanta. And that didn't even mention the school that someone went in and began to shoot up the students. It didn't mean the office that where this business where this guy worked, and he just went in and started killing people. That was in enough. Those were in two different states. Almost all over this country, there's someone killing somebody. Why? Because that spirit, it's been loose. Satan has been loose. He's loose his demon to go forth and to kill. And this brings us to a scarcity on earth. Can we identify to that? Can we? Can you identify to a scarcity on the earth right now? I'm talking about not the United States, but all over the world. When they opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarters of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil on the wine." Excuse me. And the fourth seal. When you open the fourth seal, I heard the voice, a living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. First, fourth seal. They are general judgments upon the earth. And the last three present an even more ominous picture of what God is allowing to happen. God is not doing it, but he's allowing it. Oh, my God. God is calling to you. He's calling to you. There are people all over this world, especially in the communist countries, that are being martyred. They're being killed because they will not denounce Jesus. If they came over here and told you, "Unless you denounce Jesus, I will kill your children," will you denounce Jesus? We have seen pictures of bodies laying on the ground that have been killed because they would not denounce Jesus. We saw the body of a young teenage boy laying in the middle of the street in Baghdad because his mother would not denounce Jesus. They wouldn't even let him take the child's body and bury it. They made his body lay there for the others, putting fear in their hearts. Bibles taken away. In China, Bibles taken away. And if the people can't pay the $1,500 fine, they're put in jail. Pastors taken out of their churches. One pastor, the whole church torn down while they were in it. Could you go through that? God says time to stop. Stop letting the devil destroy us, destroy our homes, destroy our marriages, destroy our children. I only have 1 minute, so I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist Smith. But I want you to think about what I said. And I want you to think about what Jesus did and why he did it. Why he ignored that woman. Why he didn't answer her. Why he rebuked her. Because he wanted to bring her faith up. He wanted her faith to get to the place that she would be persistent and say, I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, I still want my daughter healed. I want my child saved. God bless you. Evangelist Maria.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
God for that word on tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for all that's been said and heard. God, we just ask you right now that you bless that woman of God, that you bless her in a mighty way, that you pour back into her 100-fold of what she's poured out into us, Lord God. We're just thankful and grateful for her and her wisdom and her knowledge, God. We just thank you for her on tonight. Now, if there's anyone that wants to add to or take away from, please press 1 and I'll recognize you. If not, I'm going to ask Prophetess Pam if she would do the benediction for us. Pam, will you do the benediction for us?
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be here today. We thank you for keeping us together and keeping a roof over our head and keeping our doorposts covered with your blood. And Father God, as we go about this week, we ask that you would watch between when the while we're absent, one from the other, in Jesus' holy and mighty matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Okay, thank you for that benediction, but we have two people that just came on. 1072, your line is open.
Praise God, praise God. We thank God for that wonderful word. We thank God for that song that came on, initially that changed, and the word, and even when Pastor Wanda was just, you know, going off and then the Spirit just used her and that God just used her, and then Apostle came forth with a rhema word. And the word that came to us was just walk with me, Lord. You know, Jairus, God had him walk with him. Sometimes we just say, walk with me, Lord. And like she said, how else can I believe? How else can I come through this thing? How else can I, how we do go through to get through? And even if I said, get happy when you go through. James and John said it. Even Peter said, count it all joy. When these things happen, when you dive with temptations and then he said, count it all joy, even when it's tough, when you go through. And then he said, and Paul even got us in Romans, said, all things work together. So because of those who love the Lord who are called, it's working for your good. And sometimes we can't see how that this works for our good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the pain, the heartbreak, the heartache, the heartshake. We don't see that working for our good. We don't see the loss working for our good. But he said, it's working for your good. I'm sure Christ didn't see the whole thing with the transfiguration, and I know the disciples didn't understand it when Christ said, I'm going to have to leave you, and they were like, no, even Peter had to be rebuked. But sometimes we just got to walk with me, Lord. And I look at how was in Genesis when we're saying expect God to move, expect God to make something happen, expect God to make a way. He's a way maker, expect him. He's a healer, expect him. You know, sometimes we even with offering, we say, well, you just give your offering, even with your tithes, you just give your tithes. But then I was told when I was younger that put an expectation on it, put a demand on it, and expect God to do something. Walk with us, Lord. Walk with us tonight, God. Hold our hand. The song says, walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. And say, well, I'm walking on this tedious journey. I need Jesus to walk with me. And he walked with Jairus. Even after the woman touched his garment with the issue of blood, he still walked with her. He said, Jairus, do you believe? And he said, I mean, I don't believe, but he said, help my unbelief. And he still walked with him. He said, the maiden is only just sleeping. Everybody else can tell us she was dead. Just walk with me. And that's all we need tonight. God, walk with us tonight. Walk with us today, God. Walk with us in this tedious journey that we call life, God, or the race or the sprint, whatever it's called. You know, walk with us, Lord. And I just give you honor, God. I give you glory and give you praise for the ups, the downs, the confusion, and then the enlightenment. God, I thank you, God, for your direction. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you even for the rejection. Thank you for your denials and delays. Lord knows everybody don't know I hate the long suffering. But hey, thank you for that as well. It's a fruit of the Spirit. We give you love, honor, joy, and most of all, praise. That's due you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So it is.
One, 4, 3, 6, your line is open.
Praise God. I was listening to what was heard, and what come to my spirit is that I can go tell other people, and that is a way of convincing them by asking them, do you see how the world don't change? Do you see how people's killing each other? Now, if we read in the Bible, that has already been told before we was even born. And I could give them something to think about. So I thank Apostle for the message. I thank Pastor, and I thank Evangelist Flint and Pastor Flint. So if it's okay with you, I wanted to sing two little short songs. At least I wanted to try. Do we have time?
Yes, ma'am. You have time.
Okay, I didn't want to do anything. Okay, this is one that I'm not sure how it go, but I'm going to make us try it. Okay. I know some way, we're going to make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. I know somehow we're gonna make it. And the second one is, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the brightness, blessing, he will prepare us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Oh, what a price before us. Soon his beauty we behold. Soon the pearly gates we open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. When we all see Jesus,
We will sing and shout the victory when we all get to heaven. What a glorious joy that will be.
I got to practice on y'all.
Beautiful. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. We thank God for you on tonight, and we've already had the benediction. So with that being said, we love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Invite somebody to come on the line or on the blog so that blessings can continue to flow. You have a blessed week, a blessed night, and stay encouraged and just know that God is in control. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.